Hello everyone, GWA Backstage. How are you, boys and girls? I am Miss E and I'm here to answer the where do all just come from, daddy? By my friend Nico Silver. She's the goddess of the scripts. So, well, let's get started, okay? Someone in your muse, where do your ideas find you? Or is it when? Well, as I post every day is a thing of my life, okay, that is kind of something that I promised to myself that I would post every day. And I think that is a when. I mean, every time that I pay attention to something and think, well, this could be an interesting audio, I start to think about something, and then snap, the idea just find me. And my genius tell me, actually, so it's really interesting. So I think it's a when, every day, every time. Well, where? So every place. Capture inspiration. How do you throw a net of the slippery little buggers? Do you write it down, tap a keyboard, record your thoughts, type in your thumbs, or put chloroform soaked rag over their noses until they go limp and you can drag them into the back of the van? Well, the E would be really interesting, but no. Actually, I am a lot in home, especially after my surgery, so I am always with my laptop, so I just, you know, start to record or write something. But lately is like I type a keyboard. I tap a keyboard. Yes, I started to write, and some ideas. I have one right now that I just put some guides I like to improve, and well, I'm here with some ideas. Sometimes I am in the kick and someone just say something, just like today. I posted female for chocolate. Yes, it was Mr. Tinko's idea. And I said, well, challenge accepted, and I just accept. And I made an audio worshipping and licking and even gagging on chocolate. I mean, it's chocolate was a bar, actually two bars of chocolates. So the inspiration, I just, you know, capture them, like someone say something, or I see something, or maybe I don't know, in a Starbucks, and then I see a couple, and I think, wow, it would be really interesting if they, you know, started to have some sexy time here. So yes, it would be really interesting. And you know, I just think things, whoa, and maybe I am the supermarket, and well, yesterday I had an interview with Jay Wild, and we were talking about something about masturbating in the middle of the Walmart. You will listen, okay? And it just gave me an idea, and so those things, those mostly funny things, and mostly things that no one or almost no one did, I like to do, because I want to explore more things. I know I have the classics, but it's not that I'm here exactly to have some fame or something like this. I am here to build something, maybe a career outside of the GWA force. But I am, it's like the GWA is my field to training, training field. I don't know if it's right. So I can, you know, face the Hunger Games outside sometimes, someday. And well, that's how I do. I explore the most interesting or even ridiculous ideas and turn it into a sexy thing. I mean, JM Delphi, she gave me a challenge to make a sexy enema instruction. So if I did this, I am completely sure that I can do anything in this life about the audience, of course. So yes, that's how I do. I just see or think or read something and then snap. And also I am studying back to come back to the BDSM in a 24/7 lifestyle. And I want to study a lot, and my ideas are coming from the studies too. So that's it. Okay, rituals include coffee, lots of coffee, alcohol, heroin to bribe your inner editor to shut up until you get the basic sound. Read something utterly titillating, I'm sorry, or completely dry. Watch porn, listen to JWA audios. Okay, my rituals include close my window, really sit because it's really noisy. If you guys listen to the fuck in the window, I have twice, I have two fucks in the window. And well, I was really recording with my open window, not even close, so yes, it's really noisy. And so I close my windows, very good. I put some water by my side because sometimes things get rough, so I need to, you know, drink water. And sit down on my bed in front of my laptop with my headphones, breathe, and just start. Yes, just start. Well, my 2 hours non-stop audio, that wasn't actually the non-stop, well, was non-stop, not non-pause. I had sandwich, I had Coca-Cola, I had lollipops, I had a lot of things here because I took 3 hours and a half to complete that audio, and was really tough. Never more. And well, I sorry guys, but mostly it's just me in my bedroom, sit on my bed, my huge bed, that's quite comfy, and me and my laptop staring at each other and, you know, just talking to Audacity. So that's it. Get it down. Apply ass to chair, finger to keyboard or pen. Avoid distraction in bare windowless room with no internet. Fold the laundry, a watered pot. Yo, set a timer right until it goes off. I mostly do improves. So, yeah. I just write, I just, the same way when I'm writing, I just start to record and I just start to type some things and, you know, just do it. Just record some things and then just born the thing. Just come up. Yes. Okay, you're in the zone. Do you bang it out, start to finish? Do you accumulate fragments until they make a complete picture? Do you labor over every phrase and comma right up until you post the script offer slash new audio? I sit down and I start and I do it and I fix it and I stop and I record and I re-record and do it several times until I think that is, I wouldn't say perfect, but postable, if this is a word. If it's not, I just came up. So I just sit down and let it flow. It's been easy for me, so it's great. So, well, I think that I have a lot of things to do. Yes, the sex, insert tab A into slot B. Slot. Okay, write it separately and jam it in. Whoa. Let it arise naturally. Just go with the flow. It's the most important part. Write that and rest flows. Actually, the sex part I never write. And I sent a collab to a friend. And I really did wrote on the script. I wrote exactly this. Sucking and gagging noises from me, moans and words from you. Let's have some fun, Grandpa. Whatever you put here, I will follow you after. I think is the best way to record this part because I never script sex parts. But if you have some idea, just send me. Oh, and I thought I'd make it long. I know you can do it. If you want to get off, to help your moms, be my guest. Thanks. Let's continue. And then, here in the other part, more sex noises. Feel free, do your best, yada yada. But really, I wanna add a good improv here. I hate script sex scenes and add some slap, some degradation, but in a sexy way. And some choking's nice. Damn, what's happening to me? I used to be sweet. No, I'm lying. But you got it right, so yes, go for it, man. Why am I rambling here? Yes, I wrote this on a script, and I have more parts of this. And I don't know if I will ever have this collab done, but well, it was a really nice job, and I won't do it with anyone. Anyone but him. I just wrote for him. Well, for me, with him, whatever. So, yes, I never write. I really love to improve sex parts. Maybe that's why I have so much more. Is that for me? Oops. For me, the question is, if I write sex parts, I feel that I sound as a porn movie. That is so scripted, that is so fake. I'm not saying that you guys sound fake, but I do sound. I mean, or I script, or I follow a script, or I just improv and or have, let's say, sex. So, no, I never had sex during the audio. And so that's it. I really love to improve, especially the sex part. Okay. Do you prefer to revisit old favorite or explore new territory? I prefer to explore new territory, but it's not that I don't revisit old favorites, especially the hyperv with the smoking thing in public. I always record in the same place, and I am actually always smoking. So yes, it is really interesting, and I like this one, and people just love it. And I will have a little surprise for you guys that like the hyperv. And but I love to explore new territory, as I said before, especially funny things. I mean, worshiping the chocolate. Or making a sexy animal is really fun. I'm really thinking about post it on GWA if JM Delphi allows me. Yeah, well, Let me see. I like the one more thing that I just, came up with something in my head. I like, voicemails. I love it because I think, oh, okay, it's just a voicemail, but hey, it has a lot of voicemails, and the next voicemail that will come up tomorrow or the day after tomorrow will be really cute. I mean, I even sang for this. And, I love it. I mean, the nurse making anal stimulation in a patient. With a really impersonal voice, non-sexy voice, just professional voice, and saying that I would slip 3 fingers inside his anus. I mean, you just need one or maybe two, I don't know, but I think it's one for prostate stimulation, and they never massaged before, so I was being really professional with sexy things, and well, it worked. I received a lot of PMs. These taboo things, I always receive more PMs. And wow, it was really interesting. So I love to explore really brand new territories for me and maybe for some guys here and girls. So that's it. Prioritize. I don't know how to say this word, I'm sorry. Setting characters, language, sexy times. My priority, I think, is the setting. Yes. I mean, I just think, okay, I have a scenario. Just like, okay, I have anal stimulation, prostate stimulation. Okay. So we'll be in a clinic or in a hospital. Is a emergency or is, just for sperm donation? Why? What's happening? And why the guy's there? And okay, is about health or is about just want to come? And what is about? And well, I could be a sexy nurse, hired to be home. So no, I wanted a hospital thing. And there will be sound effects. Well, lately I love a lot of sound effects. And well, so what will happen? Where am I? And then I just build, okay, will be a nurse or will be a doctor, will be a nervous patient or will be a calm patient, or will be a perv maybe that's just there and he knows how to fake something, just to get a prostate massage from a nurse. So then I start with the characters and then the language. How they speak. Okay, so I have now a scenario that is in home, a little girl and her daddy is arriving, and what's happening? So how will she talk to him? Is she a brat? Is she a good girl? Is she willing? Is she nice? Is she really a bitchy? What happens? And then the sexy times just, flow. That's what I like. So that's my priority. That's how I work. Okay. Yes, in the same order that you just wrote, I just realized it now. But that's how I built my audios. Okay, bonus lightning round. What's more crucial to you, knowing how it starts or how it ends? Do you see it or hear it? What mistake do you always make? Clock for clock, for example. So, first, what's more crucial to you? More crucial to me is the main topic, the main scene, you know, just as I don't want to give any spoilers about the Brett audio because Brett, I'm sorry, because for me it's a thing. For you maybe it's not, but for me it's. And well, I am just like the anal stimulation, the nurse thing. I was thinking, okay, there's a guy receiving prostate stimulation. So that's it. So well, he will be stimulated until he come. Okay. So where do you start? How do you start? So he start, and then I start to build the way, you know, where I am, who I am, and stuff. So I start exactly from the mirror, from the middle, and I won't crop this part because this is the last question. And from the middle, and just, you know, the head and the tail just comes. Do you see it or hear it? Yes, I see. I can see the fucking scene. I really do. I mean, yes, I see the scene in front of me, and maybe me inside of the scene. So yes. What mistake do you always make? Clock for cock, for example. So you just heard me trying to say middle and saying mirror. So as I am Brazilian, English is not natural for me at all. And I am really improving my English. And part of my plan of posting every day is, you know, learning more English and improving my English. So yes, I love it. But I always commit mistakes with similar words, and I never made the clock for cock, for example. But maybe now I do just because it's in my head. I mean, when I say all I know, I start to say all I know, and hidden, hiding. I mean, these words are really sometimes hard for me. Minutia, minutia, oh my fucking god, was really hard. I just recorded a poetry, a poem for daddy, that I found in BDSM community, and I asked for the girl, the author, to allow me to voice it, and she gracefully allowed, and I'm really thankful. And but her words were a little, you know, hard to me because it's nothing that I use on my days. So, well, I speak Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese, so my English is just here with you guys and in the kick. So, yes, it's really tough for me. But I always commit these little mistakes, and well, you all can listen to my audios and, you know, just realize that I always commit mistakes. So, but I appreciate you are all so cute with me. Thank you. So that's it. I don't know how long I took. Oh my God, almost 25 minutes. I'm sorry. And well, thank you, Nico. Nico. Oh, Nico. See. Thank you, Nico, for the great, amazing questionnaire. And I hope you enjoy it and you have time for this. So, thank you all. Bye bye. Mwah.